عليه وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected scholars, elders, our seniors, especially our youth, which are tomorrow's leaders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin by making shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal for this great, beautiful gift of iman. Alhamdulillah, what a great scene it is to see that when you start the bayan, the masjid is already full. Normally, you're seeing in other masajid and the imams are complaining that the people are just coming before khutbah starts. And if you see the books of ahadith, the virtue in this of coming early all of this year. The other week we were in some area and this brother asked me for a lift. And he didn't need a lift. He had a car, he had a business. So I was calculating as I was dropping him, because I knew he walked to the masjid for Jumu'ah. 5 kilometers he walked to the masjid for Jumu'ah. Narration of Tirmidhi comes, a person who comes for Jumu'ah, man ikhtasala yawm al-Jumu'ah wa ghassala, a person he makes a thara ghusl. وَبَكَّرَ وَابْتَكَرَ, and he comes early. وَدَنَا وَاسْتَمَعَ وَأَنْصَتَ, he comes, he sits close to the imam, he listens attentively, he doesn't speak. For this person, yeah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there is for every footstep he takes, أَجْرُ سَنَةٍ سِيَامُهَا وَقِيَامُهَا, 1 year of reward for every footstep. Not just any rewards, rewards of fasting and rewards of standing in Qiyam. People say, but how does that? This is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says in Surah An-Najm, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't speak out of his desires. What he says is revelation revealed to him. Today, alhamdulillah, our topic is on stones. I was just speaking to my mother now. She said, what's your topic? I said, stones. So she said, that sounds peculiar. What do you mean, stones? So I said, I'll tell you later. Or you'll listen to it, inshallah. My father, I spoke to him. He said, oh, you're going there. So I was explaining which masjid. So he said, oh, let me tell you what someone told me. He said, when you get sick, you go to Mal Park. You pass away, you go to West Park. And then you go to Allah Park. So I said, I'll share that with you people. So stones in the Quran Sharif. Because we grew up, we went to school, university, all of this year, we cannot fathom, understand the fact that there is life in stones. Now scientists are proving it. Mufti Shafi Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi has written this. Now they are discovering that there's life in minerals as well. Where does Allah Azza wa Jal speak about stones? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, تُسَبِّحُ لَوْ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ, the 7 heavens. The earth, whatever is therein, it extols Allah Azza wa Jal's purity. You and I were created for the purpose of remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. The 7 heavens, the skies, the earth, whatever is therein, it all praises, extols Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's purity. And then Allah Azza wa Jal tells you, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. There is nothing therein, but it extols Allah Azza wa Jal's purity, it extols Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's praises. Now, we've been through matrix, and you know the matriculants are stressing. The one masjid, they actually changed the times for Jumu'ah. I said, when we were in school, when we in university, and they told us that this is the time, we said, you know what, we won't write the paper, give us another paper. And they were compelled to change their times. Why must we change the times? They must change their times. And they did. Otherwise they know. We leave. That's a Muslim. A Muslim, he's got this independence of insan, independence of Allah's creation, total dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. There is nothing therein, but it extols the praises of Allah azza wa jal. Allah azza wa jal answers this question, because now it's somewhere lingering in the back of my mind. How can stones praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. You do not fathom, you cannot comprehend their extolling. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Various verses like this. If you take death, life, we say our vision extends. Where? Life beyond life. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ. Do not say about those who are slain in Allah's path. How many people, Palestine, Sudan, all over, they have been slain in Allah's path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ أَحْيَا. Do not say, do not label them deceased. They are alive. They are alive. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. But you cannot fathom, you cannot comprehend, you cannot understand. Stones. The Muadhin gave beautiful adhan now. We are stressing this week and see, Allah Azza wa Jal gives you a bounty. You get scholars coming from America and they say, we minority, this, that, the other. We say, yes, you are minority in America. You are minority in Canada. Don't apply your minority to us here in South Africa. Because we, alhamdulillah, we've got freedom. Hadha min fadli rabbi. When a virtue, a benefit is granted to you, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam teaches us how much we show gratitude to this year. Rabbi bima an'amta. O Allah, for the fact that you have blessed me. Falan akuna dhahira lil mujrimin. I will never become an assistant for the mujrimin, for the sinners. Suratul Qasas, verse 14 or 15. Musa alayhi salam's dua. Now come to this year. Stones. We said to you, the Muadhin gave adhan. How many of us actually sit down and respond to the adhan? Go see in Ibn Majah, there's a beautiful chapter there. Babu fadlil adhan wa thawabil muadhinin. The virtue of adhan and the virtue of responding of the Muadhin. In there, there's a narration. There probably won't be time to go into every narration, but there's so many beautiful narrations for the Muadhinin. He himself will feel honored. You know the famous hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that that person, the Muadhin on the day of Qiyamah, Al-Muadhinu, أَتْوَلُ النَّاسِ أَعْنَاقًا. They will be tall with long necks. This tall necks, long necks, doesn't mean something that is going to be something that is, something you can mock or something. This is out of honor. Out of honor, tall seats of honor. I saw the tarjuma somewhere, translation. Tall seats of honor. That's what they'll have on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because they are calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're extolling Allah azza wa jal's praises. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Go see it on the internet. What's the most scariest word out there? So when I read it the first time, I said, how can they say this here? Against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I read deeper and I realized, when the mujahideen, when they scream, Allahu Akbar, then it causes this fear into the hearts of those, the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's extolling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's purity. And then see the narration, it's there. La yasma'uhu jinnun wala insun wala shajarun wala hajarun wala hajarun illa shahida lahu. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be no jinn, there will be no person, there will be no tree and no stone. Except that they will serve as a witness that this Muadhin gave adhan. You're traveling somewhere, give adhan. Those stones, whatever trees are there, they're going to testify for you on the day of Qiyamah. So this stones. Ali radiallahu anhu mentions narration of Tirmidhi. Kuntu ma'an nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi Makkah. We were with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah. And we were going for kharajna fi ba'di nawahiha. We were traveling, we were going into the suburbs of Makkah Mukarramah. He says, فَمَسْتَقْبَلَهُ جَبَلٌ وَلَا شَجَرٌ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يَقُولُ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. There was no mountain, bigger than a stone is a mountain. There was no mountain, there was no tree, except that they welcomed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Today is the day of Jumu'ah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that increase in your durood upon me. On the day of Jumu'ah last night, the night of Jumu'ah, increase in durood. Driving from place to place. It is written about Mufti Mahmud Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi. When he was going from place to place, they asked what's the distance. He used to calculate it and give an answer in ajza, in paras what we call. 21 paras, 22 paras. Why in that whole distance he was reading? How many, we can calculate distance like this. Someone asks you from here to Lanesia, what's the distance? You can read. It's the distance of, say, 500 durood, more than that perhaps, depending on you. But of course, focus on the road as well. Don't lose concentration. Otherwise, you'll come back to me and say, you were the cause of this. Yeah. Anyway, stones. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, narration of Muslim, إِنِّي لَأَعْرِفُ حَجَرًا بِمَكَّةِ. I noticed a stone in Makkah Mukarramah. فَيُسَلِّمُ عَلَيَّ قَبْلَ أَنْ أُبْعَثَ. He used to send the stone, used to send salam upon me before the advent of prophethood. إِنِّي لَأَعْرِفُ الْآنِ. Till now I recognize that stone. The one who used to send salam upon Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Someone can just keep track of time. So we've got 10 minutes, 9 minutes. So, stones we're speaking about. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you speak of leadership. Leadership. What happened to our leadership? I can tell you, and I'll serve as a witness for this here. We went 12 years, and now you know it's grade RR and the rest. 12 years, university, 4 or 5 years. This all is a favor upon us from our parents, firstly. We're supposed to be earning from the time we become baligh. That's the Sharia ruling. And you admire some of these Egyptians. Forget school, you must come. See the bakeries there in Lanesia. Rahmas, you'll see the young boys working there. And they open their shop straight after Fajr, shortly after that. That's a good time to start business. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for the ummah. Allahumma barikli ummati fi bukuriha. In the early hours, barakat. So, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, leadership skills we're speaking of. Go and see your Nathan, Satan, Yahoos and the rest, dressed in suits. Why are we emulating these people? Dressed in suits, no blood stains on their shirts, no blood stains on their ties, absolutely walking around like, because they're in their fortitudes and their solitude, where, you know, when there's just a sound, we reported it how many times, just a sound by Nathan Yahoo's house, he goes underground. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come to the narration. It is in Khandaq, the battle of the trench. Jabir radiallahu anhu says, Inna kunna yawm al khandaki nahfiru. On the day of Khandaq, in the battle of Khandaq, we were digging. Fa'aradat kudyatun shadida. A big boulder presented itself. A big boulder presented itself. Faja'u ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu anhu couldn't solve the problem. See, we have our seniors of South Africa. They show you how to solve problems. They don't just give instructions from America, from Canada, from here, there. They show you literally. This is the importance of sohbat. Spending time in the company. You see how to solve situations. They went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, there is this big boulder. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, leader, leadership skills. Never said, oh, call this one, call this leader, call this one. No. Ana nazilun, I'm coming down. Thumma qam, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood. Wa batnuhu ma'subun bihajarin. Bihajarin is our keynote here. His stomach, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood, his stomach was tied with a stone. When are we going to practice on the sunnah? Go see the people of Palestine. How many days now and still practicing? And still, these sunnahs which we have abandoned, hunger, all of this, they are practicing it. And they are doing it with iman. That's the beauty of it. If you look, Allama Abu Sayri, rahimullah, Qasida Burda, he mentions, ظَلَمْتُ سُنَّةَ أَحْيَى الظَّلَامَ إِلَىٰ أَنِشْتَكَتْ قَدَمَاهُ الدُّرَّ مِنْ وَرَمِي وَشَدَّ مِنْ صَغَبٍ وَشَدَّ مِنْ صَغَبٍ أَحْشَاءَهُ وَطَوَى تَحْتَ الْحِجَارَةِ كَشْحَمْ مُطْرَفَ الْأَدَمِ. He says, I transgressed the sunnah of that personality who burnt the midnight oil to the point that his feet started swelling and complaining due to all of this worship. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he says, Allama Abu Sayri rahimahullah, it's not just a beautiful qasida. Go see the meanings of it. Our Ustad Mufti Ridaul Haqsaf has written a whole sharah on this year. Beautiful one. And he said, the purpose of writing this year is because we want to give the true stance of it. There's many shuruhat explanations, but we want to give according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied a stone Allama Abu Sayyidi Rahmullah is telling you, a stone enfolded around his stomach on account of hunger, a stone beneath which lies his delicate skin. Delicate skin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stone. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming back to Khandaq. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's first go to Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Jabir radiallahu anhu says, 3 days, وَلَبِثْنَا ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ لَا نَذُوقُ ذَوَاقًا. 3 days, we didn't taste food, we didn't smell food. Look at the leadership skills of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَخَذَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-mi'wal. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the spade, فَضَرَبَ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it a hiding. Those, I know there's an Arabic class going on here with the seniors in that, with Mulana Zain Sahib, ضَرَبَ. I'm sure those who are doing it, daraba, you know, when you start the alim course, daraba, daraba, darabu, daraba, 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 and it carries on. And you wonder, what's this now? Later you learn about it. It's to get your tongue rolling like a baby learning a new language. Now you have to start rolling and understanding. When you see this, you mustn't think. You must already know what's the meaning of it. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave that boulder a whack, what we'll say in our language. And what happened? فَعَادَ كَثِيبًا أَهْيَلَ أَوْ أَهْيَمَ. This big boulder turned into a heap of sand. The strength of Anbiya alayhi wasalam. We turn to Musa alayhi salam. Also sticking to the stone. You know the Yahud, how they are causing pain upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam in this day and age, and causing pain then. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, he was a person was filled with modesty. Filled with modesty. Today you go see the people, they're jumping a little bit. You must see my veins. You must see how I'm built, like this, walking around and everything. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, with the strength that he had, still, he was a person filled with modesty. Who's telling us? Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Narration of Bukhari, this comes in, as well as the previous one. All authentic narrations. Bukhari mentions this here. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one day, the Jews, or let's say the Bani Israel, they said, this person here, Nabi, referring to Musa alayhi salam, he's got some sickness. Perhaps it's parasun, perhaps it's udratun. You know what's udratun? Udratun is a scrotal hernia. That means your testicle starts swelling. This sickness, they accusing Musa alayhi salam of this here. Or they say he's got some other sickness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to relieve Musa alayhi salam of these stones and all of this that they are ridiculing Musa alayhi salam with. So what happens? Musa alayhi salam goes for a shower. When we were young, sometimes it's good we saw these things, because now we can relate it to you. As a young boy, I used to go with my father, sometimes to Virgin Active. That time we're not alim, didn't understand all these things. So I said, let me go in the bathroom. Those who's been, I'm not speaking of Lanesia or somewhere, the Virgin Actives. How do they walk there? You've seen it perhaps. Naked. And my father told me, don't ever go there. And he explained to me, he said that, see, these people, if you wear clothes in the bathroom, and you, that means you're hiding something. That means you're hiding something. So look how they wean you off haya. Musa alayhi salam, with all the strength, still had all this haya. So he places his clothes on this rock. He has his shower, he comes out, and then now he's going for his clothes. And this rock starts moving. It starts rolling. And it goes towards the people of the Bani Israel. And now, Musa alayhi salam is Musa alayhi salam. He's saying, Thawbi Hajar, Thawbi Hajar, my clothes, O stone. And it's going, going, going. And then the people of the Bani Israel, they saw فَرَأَوْهُ أُرْيَانًا. They saw him without clothes. فَأَحْسَنَ مَا. And they, what did they see? فَأَحْسَنَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهِ. They saw the best of what Allah Azza wa Jal created. That is what is referring to. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says further, on this rock, Musa alayhi wa sallam went with his asa, and he was so angry with this rock, he whipped it 3, 4, or 5 times. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you can still see the signs of it, the traces on this rock. That's where this verse is revealed in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33. And this verse here is there towards 69, verse 69, towards the end. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la takunu kalladhina adhaw Musa. O people of Iman, do not become like those who have caused pain upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I see there's, how many minutes? We just want to touch on the Mamdani issue quickly. Mamdani, everyone's screaming, New York mayor, New York mayor. Mamdani is a Shia. Mamdani is a Shia. Now I ask you this question. Allah is instructing you. Don't cause pain upon, referring to the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do not cause pain upon the Ummah, upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just the way they caused pain upon Musa Alayhi Salaam. Take one instance. Mehdi Hassan asked this Mamdani, are you a Shia? He said, yes, I'm a Shia. He admitted it openly. And he's a 12-year Shia. Ask them, what do they say about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Iran, they built this whole tomb for the killer, Abu Lu'lu, the killer, the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. There's many proofs. Mulana will share it with you at another time. There's many proofs for this. But let's give you one simple proof that will resonate even with the most basic person. Who is resting next to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara? Who's resting? Oh Shia, when you pass Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to go and greet. When you're greeting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to pass Umar radiallahu anhu. Hasad, this is the same thing that is with the Jews, with the Shias. Take one coin, two sides, your Shias and your Jews. This is Shiaism. Rijalul Kashi, it's mentioned, Abdullah bin Sabah. Rijalul Kashi is their books. Who started Shiaism? Was a Jew. Now I ask you one question. Umar radiallahu anhu. Go, someone speaks about my wife, someone speaks about your wife, someone speaks about your son. How angry won't you get? Now take the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the pure wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are what the kuffar Shia are about. Beware of them. Mamdani, we cannot be happy. We cannot say, you'll see titles and the first Muslim mayor. To enter that democracy, you have to be on kufr. You have to be. That's why we reported it as well. He was going in the gay clubs and screaming to the people why they should vote for him. I don't want to say it here. The shameless woman on the streets, they also got his support. Why? Because he wants to decriminalize all these things. Take it on so many scales. Don't look at what Trump is saying and look at it as a whole. This is a big act. Trump is a big actor. Let's end off with this and this will give us hope. The last incident with a stone. Narration of Bukhari as well. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had told us this. Glad tidings. I get so happy when I read this hadith. Especially when you know it's in our authentic kitabs. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُقَاتِلُكُمُ الْيَهُودُ وَتُسَلَّتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The Yahud, they will fight you. عَلَيْهِمْ. You will gain victory over them. You will gain victory over them. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ الْحَجَرُ. The stone will speak. Ya Muslim! Now take the interfaith. Mulana will introduce all of this to you. Interfaith, how is it harming our deen? We couldn't stamp, we couldn't go past a church with a cross, but feel that anger. Today they are telling you, enter the churches, enter the synagogues under interfaith. I brought this. Trump's 20-point plan. Go and see point number 18. Interfaith dialogue. Israel and the rest. This is what they want. This is what, under Abrahamic Accords, different strokes for different folks. You in South Africa, it's called interfaith. Beware of all these plans and plots. The stone will say, Ya Muslim, Hada Yahudiyun. This is a Yahud. Hada Yahudiyun Warai, behind me. Faqtulhu. Kill him. Wa akhiru ta'wana alhamdulillah. Dear brothers, speaking about Gaza and the rest, Alhamdulillah, there's an organization run under the auspices of Mulana Dawood Sirat Hafidhahullah, and send in your monies. There'll be a collection specifically today for Palestine, for Gaza, and these areas. So send it in, and inshallah, that will reach them, and that will be our help and support for them. Inshallah. As we're walking out, there will be something. You'll just give your money there, inshallah. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ash'hadu an la ilaha illallah. Ash'hadu an la ilaha illallah. Ash'hadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ash'hadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah.
الله الذي جعل الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر القطب الأعظم في الدين وبعث له النبيين أجمعين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي بلغ ما أنزل إليه من ربه ورب العالمين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين كانوا يستعون بالحق ولا يخافون في الله لومة لائمين أما بعد فقال الله تعالى ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر أولئك هم المفلحون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان وقال عليه السلام ما من رجل يكون في قوم يعمل فيهم بالمعاصي يقدرون على أن يغيروا عليه فلا يغيروا إلا أصابهم الله بعذاب من قبل أن يموتوا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين الحمد لله أستعينه وأستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا قال الله تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حيان عثمان وأقضاهم علي وقال عليه السلام وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وقال عليه السلام وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله وقال عليه السلام اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة أجمعين خصوصا عن معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنهما وعن بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الطاهرات زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة وعن أزواجه خصوصا عن خديجة وعائشة وحفصة رضي الله عنهن وقال عليه السلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وقال عليه السلام خير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. See, there's still a lot of place here in the masjid.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna rasulullah, ashhadu anna rasulullah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah, qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله أن أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم برحمتك يا رحمن الرحيم.